Ahoy everyone, welcome to recording number 8 of Voyagers Under Sail. Today is July 25th, 2018. It's Wednesday morning, 8:15. Right now I'm in Marseille, south of France. I came to my mechanic to pick up some parts, settle the bill, and also to pick some parcels that were sent by my mom and my mother-in-law from back home with some honey and homemade preserves and a few goodies for our trip. Next Thursday, so basically 8 days from now on, we'll put the boat in the water. So these 7 days that are left are quite exciting, a lot of things need to be sorted. But I realized that on the last recording I didn't talk much about my children. I was just focused on the work that I was doing. And the reason for that is because the children do help me, Theodora, Tia, or Dora. So you can call her whatever you choose, Theodora, Tia, or Dora. She's very good. She's helping a lot, especially with cooking, cleaning, laundry, and cleaning inside the boat and a few other little jobs. Where David, it's a little bit not so enthusiastic when it comes to doing any kind of work. I asked him last week just to hold a parasol, an umbrella, while I'm working on deck, just so I don't get baked. And he find that very difficult. But finally, actually, on Monday, he helped me for a few hours after a little bit of a discussion. But he did help me for a few hours vacuuming and cleaning after me while I was working on deck. The good news is that last night I managed to put the last coat of anti-fouling on the hull. So the boat is ready. From this point of view, I still need to put anti-fouling on the propeller, change the nodes, but after that, below waterline, the boat is ready to go. I have to paint a few scratches and on the above the waterline. There is still a lot of work to be done on the deck, the caulking. There's still a lot of caulking to be changed. I'll do whatever I can, and we start organizing the boat in terms of storing everything that we have, and we try to somehow fit it on the boat without crowding the boat and without sinking the boat. It's a lot of stuff. It takes a lot of volume. The lockers are stuffed, like you open a locker and bugs are popping out of the locker, but that's the situation. We're doing good. The relationship between me and the children, it's getting stronger. There are tensions, I have to say. It happens. Especially I get frustrated when I see that David doesn't want to do anything when I ask him to do something. He's very focused on playing football and watching videos on YouTube about football related. But slowly he's coming around, and I hope then, as the time goes by, he'll be more responsive. But in reality, I cannot ask too much from him. He's only 12 years old. So probably my expectations sometimes are a bit too high. But still, I just want to see a little bit of willingness from him to help. It's not about the actual help, because in reality, some of the jobs, I can do them myself faster without his help, so to speak. But it's nice to have him around, to have him involved, and to have him taking part in the little projects that I do sometimes. But that's life, it's not perfect. And we're not trying to be perfect, we're just trying to live life as it is. I found Marseille, coming by bus from Martigues this morning, I found Marseille a little bit depressing. For some reason, the streets a little bit dirty. I don't know. Some parts of the city are fantastic, beautiful buildings, everything is really nice. But some parts of this town, especially the back streets, are pretty depressing. But this is with every big city, this is with every metropole, you know, you've got the ups and downs. That's it for today. I'll catch up with you in a couple of days, guys. Thanks you for listening. Thank you for listening, and all the best.